The community can support two colleges. Not at that time, but we do have one white predominantly college here, and that's East Texas Baptist College. And they have an enrollment somewhere between 700 and 800 students.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
And your religion?
I'm Baptist.
And occupation?
I am a secretary to the registrar's office, and I'm a graduate student at night.
What are you studying tonight?
I'm studying guidance and counseling. My degree is in sociology.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard, especially in this area, to get a job in just sociology.
Yeah.
So each place I went to, even federal agencies, they would say federal cutbacks and it's best to have a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been going about a year. I already have 18 hours. And this year I pick up 12. And I hope to get 9 more this summer, because I didn't get a chance to get any this past summer because I was working
mm-hmm.
here on the campus, but they did offer. They are from Prairie View A&M University.
Tell me about your education, starting with the very first school she went to, the names on them.
Okay, the very first school I went to was Duncan Elementary School. I went there for 2 years, the first and the second grade.
That was in the
Dogan, M.D.W., Dogan, M.D. Dogan, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
That, I don't know.
How do you spell that?
D-O-G-A-N.
Uh-huh.
I'm not quite sure what he was. Wiley's, one of Wiley's presidents. I don't know if he was the 13th or 14th president.
Uh-huh.
And this girl's residence hall is named after him, Dogan's Hall. And it's Matthew W. Dogan, and his daughter died not too long ago. She used to teach me music, and she was a music teacher here for a long time, Mrs. Tyson, until she died. The second school I went to was George Washington Carver Elementary. In my community, Dogan had become overcrowded, so they built a school closer to me, right behind my house. So it was a new school, and I should hate to go, but I liked it after I moved over there. And I completed the sixth grade over at G.W. Carver. Then I had to go to Pemberton Junior High School for the seventh grade.
How do you spell that?
P-E-M-B-E-R-T-O-N. Here's another great story about Mr. H.B. Pemberton. He was one of the first graduates of Wiley College. And the school used to be named Central High School
mm-hmm.
until they changed the name to H.B. Pemberton. And he used to live in a gray, big, old one of these southern homes, right where the student union building is.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be located right there. He used to live there. And Then my class was the first class to have two consecutive graduations. They let you graduate from the sixth, march from the sixth to the seventh.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to march from the seventh to the eighth, because they had the seventh and eighth grade was at Pemberton Junior High School. But, oh, I made a mistake. I went to G.W. Carver from the third through the seventh, but now they've moved the seventh grade into the junior high. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
like that when I was going to school. Seventh grade was still in the elementary school. Okay, I graduated, we marched from the seventh through the eighth grade over there to Pemberton Junior High School, then we marched from the eighth through the ninth over there at Pemberton. But now since integration, they let all seventh graders go to one school, Pemberton.